You look like a New York Yankees team, and it's a big market, of course, and they ended up losing last night. Don't get me started with that. I'm still depressed. I'm still depressed about it. I'm going to be depressed for a while anyway. But I want to know what your reaction was when you saw them lose the last night. It's a big market team like them, eliminated so early in the postseason. We know they're a huge ratings draw. How does a commissioner feel when that happens?
You know, look, I try to be – obviously – teams like the Yankees and the Dodgers in our big markets are good for business. You know, when they go deep in the playoffs, everybody understands that, you know, they drive your ratings, they drive your business. Having said that, I personally try to stay in the frame of mind that the sport is about competitive balance over the long haul. And it's good for the game when we have different teams that go deep in the playoffs, number one. And number two, you can't deny that there's a lot of exciting things about the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, you know, starting with Vladimir Guerrero Jr., but, you know, the whole team, they played a game the right way. They got some real superstar athletes, George Springer, that are important to our game. And, you know, I think it's a good thing that Toronto's going on.
When a small market team, let's say like the Brewers, you know, like if they win, is that proof that the system works, or is it proof that they're the exception?
Yeah, I think it's really the latter. And, you know, in some ways, the issues with the system, Stephen, are more about the perception of the fans. And the fact that, you know, Milwaukee, just pick a team, happens to win in a year, it doesn't alter the fact that the large market clubs get into the playoffs and go further in the playoffs, you know, year in and year out. And it really is about, does the fan perceive that their team in a smaller market has a realistic opportunity to compete?